Welcome to The Realist Uncensored, where we're bringing you real fucking issues with real fucking opinions. I'm Checkers, and over there, as always, is MJ.
What's going on, everybody? Listening on Rumble and your favorite podcast directory.
Okay, today's Wednesday, so you know what that means. We're doing a fucking unwrap, and today's unwrap is what is a groomer? And what we mean by that, because there's different types of grooming, and the only one that we're going to talk about and educate people on is child grooming. Because yes. If you're getting groomed as an adult, I don't know what to tell you, you're a fucking moron. But so we're going to talk about child grooming because in our opinion, that's what matters because kids are innocent and should not be going through this. They should be able to be a child and do what children do, go outside and play, not worry about fucking being groomed because their fucking parent or teacher is a fucking loser and didn't amount to anything in life.
I remember when people used to come down on groomers, and now it's just becoming, they're pushing it out there so it's more normal to see in the news, and people just
you don't understand, you know, times change. You just gotta move on with the times. You know, that's just how it is. You know, we're not back in the 90s anymore. We're in the 2020s. You know, things have changed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you back these kinds of changes, it says a lot more about you.
Right, exactly.
Than anything else.
All right, so we'll jump into this. What is child grooming? How can parents protect their kids?
And where is this one from?
We're getting this off of FamiSafe, which is famisafe.wondershare.com/parenting-tips/what-is-child-grooming.html. That's a mouthful for you. So you might be wondering, what is child grooming? Child grooming refers to befriending and creating an emotional connection with a kid to lower their inhibitions with the aim of sexual abuse. Malicious people can use child grooming to lure your kids into various illicit businesses like cyber sex trafficking, child prostitution, and child trafficking.
So what are the different stages of grooming? The offenders of this act often target kids who have less parental oversight. Their grooming plan can last for years without anybody noticing. There are different stages involved before your child falls prey to the horrendous act. Here are steps that offenders usually use to lure unsuspecting children into their nets. And I'd like to just say they started out by saying have less parental oversight. And that has been said by, you know, in interviews of pedophiles or, you know, child rapists, is they find a child that the parents aren't involved, specifically a father, specifically if you're look like a weak father too.
Yep.
So if you don't have any toxic masculinity, your kid's going to be a target.
Very true. So stage one, establishing friendship. The sex offender can start by gaining trust. They can do this by watching and gathering sensitive information about your kid. They will learn about their needs and offer a solution. Sex offenders easily mix with responsible caretakers as they generate warm and carefully assessed attention. They are often careful not to raise eyebrows and often polite, disciplined, and understand how to maneuver and poke without revealing themselves.
Stage two is filling their need. The next thing a sex offender will do is to fill the needs of your kid that you think is not important in your kid's life, but are idealized. They may give them gifts and affection. Since your child now feels a sense of protection and trust the sex offender, they will open up to any offer. Now that becomes a perfect time to introduce alcohol or even drugs because they feel comfortable together. The levels of drug use can gradually increase due to the frequent experiment your child is exposed to.
In stage three, isolating your kid. For the plan to be perfect, the grooming sex offender may use their special relationship with your kid to create situations where they will be alone together. In turn, this isolation will lead to a special connection. Special trips, coaching, tutoring, and babysitting can enable this isolation. When the sex offender cultivates a sense in your kid that they love them in a way that you cannot, this will reinforce the special relationship. You might even unconsciously feed into this through your appreciation for that unique relationship.
Well, I don't know. If you're a fucking parent letting your child hang out with another adult, that's a red flag to me about you.
Yeah, yeah. But what it is with social media and with all this, you know, these distractions that we have nowadays, these parents feel like they, you know, they don't have that alone time for them to do themselves. So they're going to rely on somebody else. And these snakes that come up.
Well, when you have a kid, you got to give up your alone time.
That's what should happen.
Yeah, you're taking on a big responsibility.
Yep.
You made that decision. And in most life now, a lot of people are having kids and they don't want them. It's just they're having them because, you know, they choose to, you know, engage in sexual activity, but, you know,
without protection, right?
Yeah. And they don't understand the consequence. Yep. And I have a theory that most of our generation has had kids as young adults, and now they're in their mid late 20s and they're acting out how they would be if they were in their teens because they never experienced that. But now their child's a teenager themselves, so they feel like they can do a little more with freedom. But no, right. You got to pay attention to your fucking kid, even at the age of fucking 18, 19, 20.
That's what I did. My daughter was born when I was 20 and I hit the gas pedal with work. I just threw myself in there. I went from working 35, 40 hours, you know, nice, easy job to, oh shit, I got this life I have to provide for, but with food, diapers, cribs, the whole nine. I ended up working 60 plus hours a week and I didn't stop until I haven't stopped.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you fucking, you were still trying to go to the club or go out drinking or partying or whatever and push your child off on some other adult who.
Yeah. I used to get made fun of because I've never actually been to a club. I've been to a club. I think it was there for 10 minutes. But I've never been clubbing. I've never been to a strip club other than to deliver food. Never really went bar hopping. Never really hung out at a real bar. The only bar I hung out at was Longhorn. So I put myself to the side, put my daughter first, and...
Well, that's a lot of why this is happening too, is because parents don't want to be fucking parents. Like you said, they're too busy on social media or their lifestyle or what they need to do. And that's not what it's about when you have a kid. Your whole life gets pushed aside and it's all about them.
Yep.
Stage four, sexualizing their relationship, desensitizing your child to the point that renders you a second class human. To them is the purpose of this isolation. When your kids feel they can get better life without you, that's the pinnacle stage of grooming. That's also detrimental to your bonding. Most of the time, they will make your kids feel like you don't understand anything about their generation. Once the offender gains adequate emotional dependence and trust, they will sexualize the relationship. Desensitization can occur through pictures, talking, or creating situations where the offender and your kid will be naked. The offender will exploit your kid's natural curiosity and use feelings of simulation to start having sex with your child. The offender can shape your kid's sexual preferences and manipulate what they find exciting. That way, they can extend the relationship.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, stage five.
But if parents would be fucking parents, it'd still be an issue. Like, this would still happen. Because, right.
It always has.
Yeah.
But
it wouldn't be happening to the level and magnitude it's happening to today.
Not at all. So stage five, maintaining control. Once the offender is abusing your kid, they will use secrecy and blame as a way of maintaining their silence and ensure your kid continues to participate. For those who were asking, what is child grooming and the steps that offenders use, this has answered your questions. Now, here are some of the signs that you should look out for to know if an offender is grooming your kid.
And the other thing is they're talking, I think this is grooming as if the groomer was a pedophile. But there's also different types of grooming as we are seeing with the whole trans movement starting very young in the schools. I did check when this article was written, and it was in June of this year. So, I mean, they're just honing in on one area, but that when we're talking about this, think about like, okay, this is what could be going on at your school with the teachers talking to your children, you know, about the fucking pronouns and the fucking, oh, hey, Susie, you're really a boy, right? Like,
right. Suggestive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it probably starts the same way, because it's probably has to do with something sexual with the fucking teacher.
Probably.
Okay. So how can parents protect their children from child grooming? Be a parent. Show's over.
All right.
No. Number one, recognize the warning signs of grooming. Being your child's friend sounds like a perfect tool to curb grooming. It will help you recognize the signs when the grooming is still in the early stages and take action. Yeah, take action with a baseball bat.
Hell yeah.
Fucking offenders use gifts to flatter kids and their families so that they can trust them. If an adult is too interested in your kid, this is a red flag. To test the limits, you can introduce, they can introduce touching into the relationship. They could hug your kid to find out how they will react. They can do this in front of you and when you are not around. Sorry, if I don't have children, but if somebody I don't know touches my kid with their fucking pointer finger, I'm going to have a problem with it.
Yeah. There's no reason.
There's no reason.
No reason whatsoever. Yeah.
I don't care if you're a fucking teacher and if I have kids, I don't think they're going to school, but they'll be in.
There might not be any schools.
I know.
Number two, keep an eye on what your children are searching or talking with strangers online. And that's been going on for fucking decades now since, you know, internet came out and everything. So people should already know about this, but that would then feed into what you're talking about is being a parent.
Yeah.
So
like when me and my brother went online, if we were sitting there typing away, my mom would walk up, who are you talking to?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Then we'd have to explain, well, where are they from?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. They're from Tokyo. Today, every kid is on social media or using the internet. You should check what they're searching for when they are on the internet and who they're talking to. Fortunately, this is where FamiSafe comes in. The app allows you to check your children's browsing history. You will know which websites they like visiting and who they talk to every day. You can monitor. Oh, by the way, I just thought of this. A lot of kids will throw up, especially teenagers, you're invading my privacy. And, you know, they'll throw that big temper tantrum and all that shit. Well, guess what? That's when you need to stand the fuck up and be like, no, I'm paying for that phone. I'm paying for that computer. I'm paying for the service.
You have the privilege of having that stuff because I pay for it.
Exactly. And you're a minor. You're living under my roof. I know everybody fucking hates that, but you're living under my roof. You're a minor. I have your best interest at heart. Yeah. The person on the other end of that, probably not.
Nah, invading my privacy.
Yeah, that I fucking hate it when I hear that. I really do.
I didn't say that when I was younger. I just said, this is fucked up.
You can monitor their social media accounts and check their comments and messages. In turn, this will help you know if a sex offender is grooming your kid. This really turned into a...
So, number three, educate your kids about grooming, okay? So, ensuring that your kid is aware of the tactics that sex offenders use is the best weapon of foiling their attempts. Besides preventing their plans, there plans from the early stages is the best approach. Now that your kids know you are monitoring their every move, it's time you demand they share their day schedule regularly. Groomers are also afraid of getting caught. That's why they prefer going after timid kids.
And you should already know your kid's schedule, but
yeah, you should. Sex offenders don't portray a scary appearance, but give innocent looks to lure kids in to their webs. Alert them how they pretend. Oh, hold on. Alert how they pretend to be friendly to earn trust before they execute their plan. Teach your kids, sex offenders. Oh, hold on. Teach your kids sex offenders can pretend to be charming people. Let them know that this is all part of the game. So to make sure that they will stop following your kid, they should let everyone know what type of person they are. Encouraging your kids to always be open and not keep secrets from you. Doing this will make your kids feel free and tell you when a sex offender tries to approach them or sends them a message online.
So number four, help your kids form a wholesome understanding towards child grooming. Let your kid understand that grooming is a criminal offense and they should not tolerate it. Exactly. That 100% right there.
Exactly.
And and this whole, what the fuck do they call a pedophile? Oh, minor attracted person. They're trying pedophile. To normalize it. They're trying to relabel it. So
pedophile.
Exactly. It's a pedophile. That's Kill what it is. All. You can identify as that, which is absolutely fine, but you're still a pedophile.
You can identify as what?
Oh, a minor attracted person.
You can't identify as any of that shit if in my world.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying in society, you can do that.
You can.
But there's repercussions for what you identify as. Explain to them that grooming can help can happen on gaming sites, social media, and other websites that allow people to communicate and connect. Also explain to them to be aware of a stranger telling them to keep their conversations a secret. Make them understand that it's not normal for a stranger to send them sexual images or to get information about them. Tell them that sex offenders can manipulate them to send pictures or blackmail them with pictures that they have already sent. Talk to them about the cases that have occurred in the past. Most of the approaches from these people start in person from institutions via the internet or through devices that embrace education technology. Essentially, this is vital because children think of groomers from a movie point of view. Explain to them the dangers that grooming can bring and why they should report to you when they suspect someone is trying to groom them. Making your kids understand everything about grooming will help you foil any ill attempts before things get out of hand.
So that's pretty much what grooming is. And like I said, when you're listening to this episode, I think in the article they were pretty much talking about pedophiles, but apply this to anything that's going on with children right now. And, you know, and for parents out there that are listening to this, you should be talking to your kids every day. You should be asking them questions. You should take interest in their life because that's your kid.
Exactly.
I don't think.
And they're lost. They're lost without two grounded parents.
Yeah.
Well, even one.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I understand. Yeah. Cause I understand some people have only one parent. That might be because of a death in the family or, you know, just a shitty relation. You know, the parents had a shitty relationship and, you know, the mother or the father was a scumbag, but, you know, there are single parents out there that can still do all this and make their child feel like a very special person, you know, and, you know, very loved. But do you have anything else to add?
No, just like we've been saying, and it needs to be repeated and driven in that you need to put this down, put this phone down, close the computer until you actually talk to your kid. How was your day? How's things going? Because there's a big thing with mental illness that we've talked about before, and that can be curbed by just talking. And some kids, they don't want to talk to their parents about it or whatever.
Well, they don't want to talk to their parents about it because you never talk to them. So, but you know, if you take 15 minutes when they get home from school, if you are home or when you get home and talk to them, find out how their day was, what happened, you know, whatever happened in their life that was a big significant event, listen to it.
Right. And walk through the, when you come home, if your kid's home before you are or whatever, walk through the door, put your stuff down and go straight to them unless you have to take a piss or something. Don't want to piss your pants. But I'm listening. Go straight to them and ask them about them about their day, because what they're going to see is, wow, he just came, or he or she could just came home from work, working 12 hours, 14 hours, whatever it is, and the first thing they did was come to me.
Yeah.
That's going to speak volumes to them, just those actions, because actions always speak louder than words. So just pay attention to your fucking kids. Yeah. Be a parent. Be an adult. If you had a kid young, oh well, like I said, I was 20. I never did the whole, you know, I just turned 21, so I'm going to go over and fucking do all this shit. I don't regret one minute of it.
No. So if it's your first time watching or listening to the show and you liked it, fucking subscribe to the show. Leave a comment, like it, fucking do something. You can follow us also on Instagram, X, and Threads. That's at checkers_and_MJ. We are on Truth at the_realist_uncensored. And we are at Rumble. That's one word, The Realist Uncensored. You can also email us at therealistuncensored@gmail.com. And that would be for show ideas, unwrap ideas, articles, anything. Shows will be dropping weekly, Wednesday and Friday. So be on the lookout for those. And I don't know, maybe we'll get a message Monday from MJ's vault.
Maybe.
Who knows? But we hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully it's not too fucked up for you. Enjoy the freedoms you have, and we'll see you on Friday.